Model Test 1. Writing Section.
First, read the passage and take notes. Now, listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage that you have just read.
Today, we're going to question some of the claims made in the reading about online graduate degree programs. First of all, the one-on-one time with professors that a student has, as in a traditional course, is really up to the student. Those who want to talk with their professors do so. The main difference is the way that professors communicate in online courses. Whereas student interaction with faculty in traditional on-campus programs is often face-to-face, faculty interaction online is more likely to be by email and chat, or occasionally by telephone conference. Second, the claim that the difficulty level and the quality of the courses are inferior in online degree programs just doesn't hold up under scrutiny. In order to be accredited, the online program must meet the same standards as those of the on-campus program at the same institution. And this is also interesting. Of the 20 programs in my study, students reported that they thought the online courses would be easier, but in fact, they were more difficult because they required more self-discipline and personal time management than the courses that were offered on campus on a regular schedule. In many cases, online students complained that they had to learn how to manage the technology in an online course in addition to learning the content of the course. Last then, although I'll concede that some online degree programs aren't accredited and not worth the time, it's simply not true that top schools don't offer online degree programs. Just as an example, every Ivy League school except Princeton provides online degrees, and even Princeton offers a large number of courses online. A few of the Ivy League programs require a one-term residency requirement on campus, but many allow students to complete the entire degree online. And most of the other top schools also provide online degree options.
Summarize the main points in the lecture, and then explain how they cast doubt on the ideas in the reading passage.